From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Russia had said it would hand over the Georgian town of Gori to Georgian control after French President Nicolas Sarkozy brokered a peace deal between the two neighbors. But earlier today, NPR's Ivan Watson reported that was not happening as he ran alongside Russian troops on the outskirts of Gori.
After several hours of relative peace, suddenly the Russians are on alert and pointing their weapons and advancing in formation up the road towards the Georgian military positions. There's a man in riding on top of the tank pointing his AK-47 down the road, and they're followed by more Russian soldiers.
That's NPR's Ivan Watson outside Gori in the Republic of Georgia. Russian troops were also reported in a Black Sea port town. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is holding emergency talks in Nice with France's President Sarkozy and in Tbilisi later with Georgia's President Mikhail Saakashvili today. Pressure is growing on Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf to resign rather than face impeachment by the country's ruling coalition. NPR's Philip Reeves reports.
In a televised address marking Pakistan's Independence Day, Musharraf appealed for political reconciliation. He said the country needs political stability so that it can turn its attention to its troubled economy and tackling Islamist militant violence. Musharraf's critics argue this stability can only be achieved if he leaves office. Pakistan's Daily Times, a leading English-language newspaper, reports that Musharraf and the ruling coalition have agreed he will resign before impeachment proceedings begin in earnest. However, negotiations are not done. The paper says Musharraf is insisting on an agreement guaranteeing security in retirement and immunity from prosecution. It appears in this Musharraf has the support of Pakistan's army chiefs. US and British officials are also involved in trying to find a formula. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Islamabad.
Police in Arkansas are not certain why a 50-year-old man described as a loner fatally shot the state's Democratic Party chairman, Bill Guatney, yesterday. But Timothy Dale Johnson had lost his job earlier in the day and reportedly said that was the problem when he encountered an employee of a church shortly after the shooting. State Senator Bobby Glover says he thinks even though yesterday's shooting did not take place at the Arkansas State Capitol in Little Rock, he now feels security there should be upgraded.
It's just one of those things that we don't think about until something like this happens. And I think for precautionary measures, we need to relook at the situation.
Johnson was killed by police when he opened fire on them following a 30-mile chase. On Wall Street, the Dow Industrials are down 5 points at 11,527. The Nasdaq Composite up 7 at 2,435. And the S&P 500 down 2 at 1,283. This is NPR News. The government reports consumer prices rose by 0.8% last month, and that's twice the rate that most economists had expected. Food and energy costs led the way as retail inflation hit its highest rate in 17 years. The Labor Department reports today that claims for jobless benefits dropped less than economists had expected last week, indicating more pressures in the job market. A lawsuit has been filed in connection with last Friday's deadly bus crash in North Texas. Lau Pham's mother-in-law and sister-in-law were among the 17 people killed in the crash, and his wife was injured. He is now suing the owner of the bus company, the driver, and the company that made the bus. Rod Rice reports from member station KUHF in Houston.
The suit claims the owner of the company failed to maintain the bus and properly train the driver. It says the driver, who is still hospitalized, did not inspect the bus and drove it with a recapped tire. That tire blew out and may have been the cause of the fatal accident. A spokesman for Pham says the family is devastated and needs to know what happened. As part of the suit, a state district judge granted a request to prevent the bus and the tire from being altered until Pham can have his attorney's investigators examine them. The bus was carrying 55 people from several Houston churches to a religious festival in Missouri when it crashed through a guardrail and landed on the road below. For NPR News, I'm Rod Rice in Houston.
The German premium car maker BMW is recalling 200,000 vehicles sold in North America for a potential safety problem. BMW says the front passenger side airbags in the cars may not deploy in crashes because of possible defects in sensor systems. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.